How to read a shrinking company without panicking or excusing it. Some companies grow and some companies shrink, and this earnings season several household names projected falling sales or a shrinking number of subscribers. A shrinking company is not automatically dying and not automatically fine. Decline is information, and there is a specific way to read it that works on any company without knowing anything about the business. The simple version. Some companies grow. Some companies shrink. This earnings season, several household names told investors to expect falling sales or a smaller number of subscribers ahead, and the reaction split the usual way. One group reads it as a company dying, the other reads it as noise. Neither is the useful reading. A shrinking company is not automatically dying and not automatically fine. Decline is information, and there is a specific way to read it. The method below is four questions asked in order. It works on any company in any industry, and it does not require knowing anything about the business, because the answers all sit in the same report the headline came from. What shrinking actually looks like in the numbers. Two different things get called shrinking, and they are not the same. The first is falling revenue guidance. The company's own forecast for what it will sell next quarter or next year comes in below what it just sold. The second is a declining count of customers, subscribers, units, or accounts. Both appear in the same report, and they can point in opposite directions. When they disagree, the count is the more honest number. Revenue is a price multiplied by a quantity, so it can be held up by raising the price even while the quantity falls. A company losing customers and charging more to the ones who stay can post flat or rising revenue for a while, and that is a real pattern rather than a hypothetical one. The customer count is the number with nowhere to hide, which is why it is the first thing to look for and often the last thing. The lapping trap. Here is the mechanism that makes one report read as strong and weak at the same time. When a company raises prices, revenue jumps, and it keeps looking like growth for about four quarters, because each quarter is measured against a quarter from before the increase. Then the comparison resets. The company is now measured against a period that already contained the higher price, and the growth the increase was producing vanishes from the numbers. The shorthand for that reset is lap. The trap is that nothing about the business changed on the day the comparison reset. The higher price is still in effect and still being collected. What changed is the baseline. This is why a company can report its best year on record and still be shrinking underneath, and why the fifth quarter after a price increase so often looks like a collapse when it is arithmetic catching up. Shrink versus die. Plenty of companies shrink into smaller, profitable businesses and stay that way for decades. Some shrink into the ground. The report usually contains enough to tell which pattern you are looking at, and three tells do most of the work. Is the decline decelerating or accelerating? A business losing a smaller share of its customers each period is finding its floor. One losing a larger share each period has not found it yet, and that direction matters more than the size of any single quarter's drop. Is the company profitable at its new size? A smaller business that still makes money has time to adjust. One that needed the old size to break even is running a countdown, because every further decline widens the gap it has to close. Does management name the decline plainly? A report that states the count fell and says why is a different document from one that leads with an adjusted figure and leaves the count for a table deep in the filing. The framing choice is itself information about how the people running the company understand their own position. The ownership literacy lens. If a shrinking name sits inside an index fund you own, the structure has already handled it. A market-valuated index holds each company in proportion to its size, so a company that shrinks is held in a smaller proportion as it shrinks, without anyone deciding to trim it. If the decline runs far enough, the company eventually leaves the index altogether. That is diversification doing the specific job it exists to do, absorbing single company decline so that a shrinking company is not automatically dying and not automatically fine. Read the customer count, check whether price increases are masking it, and ask whether the company makes money at its new size. What this means. When you see a headline saying a company projects falling sales, read three things before reacting to it. First, the customer, subscriber, or unit count, because that is the number that cannot be propped up. Second, whether price increases are holding revenue steady while that count falls, and whether the company is about to lap one. Third, whether the company makes money at its new size, which is the difference between shrinking and failing. Those three answers tell you more than the size. What this is not. This is not a verdict on any company and not a prediction about any company's results. This is not buy, sell, or hold advice on any security. This is not a claim that shrinking companies are bad investments or that they are good ones. The subject here is how to read the disclosure, not what to conclude about any business. No company is named in this article, and none is implied as a recommendation or a warning. This is not financial advice. Sources. No figure is asserted in this article. It describes how revenue guidance, customer and unit counts, and year-over-year comparisons relate to one another, which is a matter of reporting mechanics rather than any company's reported numbers. Company results, guidance, and subscriber or unit counts are disclosed in each company's own quarterly filings and shareholder letters on SEC EDGAR, which is where a specific number belongs and where any reader can check one. https://www.sec.gov/edgar/search/.